Taloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, Emomo Lava Pinki, Petitato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhina, Manahoka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Te ola ma te malo e kumau e kita tau, o ka tino e kita tau tamahai na bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House.
And this morning, welcome back to all our beautiful listeners. Happy New Year. It's been a long holiday. Anyway, God is good. It brought us back together again. And I'm here sitting in my normal seat and looking out the window. And it's actually, the sun is not shining, and it was this morning. And we do have our beautiful guest speaker this morning. And her name is Anjum Benjamin. And she's actually the healthcare student. And she will share with us her journey of what God has blessed her with regards to celebrate her success. And before we continue on, we're going to start our program as normal, as usual, with the word of prayer.
Now let's start with the prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us this wonderful day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing us me and Fala here so that we can share our testimonies and, Lord, your abundance and your blessings and whatever work you have done in our lives. Lord Jesus, especially pray for the people, Lord Jesus, who are traveling here and there, Lord Jesus. Help them to reach to the destination and be with this show and be with each one of us. Let not us speak, Lord Jesus, let your wisdom speak. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Here.
Talofalava Malo Lilene Zambulavinaka, and welcome back to our beautiful listeners. I'd like to praise God for his gift of life. You know, we remind ourselves that a lot of people didn't wake up this morning, and tonight will be somebody's last good night. Whether we like it or not, it's the reality of life. So give a smile to whoever may be sitting next to you, whether you're driving, at home, at work. You know, life is just too short. And so before I bring on this beautiful Benjamin, just a reminder with regards to our health habits or lifestyle, rather, I'd like to bring to our attentions with regards to the sugary drinks. You know, our children getting ready, or some of them have already gone back to school. And, you know, in New Zealand, we consume on average about 37 teaspoons of sugar per day in the food we eat and in what we drink. Adults should ideally consume no more than about 6 teaspoons of sugar per day, and children no more than about 3 to 4 teaspoons per day. Sugary drinks, also known as sugar-sweetened beverages, can contain a surprising amount of sugar. For an example, a single 355-ml can of fizzy drink may contain up to 9 teaspoons of sugar, and a 600-ml bottle may contain 16 to 18 teaspoons of sugar. So, you know, drinks that are often very high in sugar include soft drinks, fizzy drinks, sports drinks, energy drinks, fruit drinks, powdered drinks, cordials, flavored milks, flavored waters, and iced teas, coffees, and smoothies. So what can we do is to keep our home free of sugary drinks, encourage children to drink water and plain milk. Pack water bottle for children to take to school. Keep a bottle of cold water in the fridge for everyone to drink. When eating out, look for healthy drink options. So it's just a reminder for our parents, when we pack lunch for our children, give them water. Water is actually sweet and it's a lot healthier. And give them carrots and cucumbers and things like that. So right now, I would like to welcome and introduce to you the beautiful Anjum Benjamin, who is a healthcare assistant. And I'm just going to ask her the first question. Welcome to Teama radio show this morning. Anjum, so good to see you and your beautiful face, a beautiful smile. I can only wish that all my listeners can see you as well. So welcome.
Thank you so much, Fale, for giving me such a wonderful opportunity to be here and just witness the word of God and to share my testimonies. Hope you will enjoy it. Hope you also like it, to being here on with you.
Thank you. Yes, of course. And right, this question I'm going to ask you first of all. Would you like to, for the sake of our listeners, a bit about your background, for an example, where you were born? You know, listeners will love to hear where you're from, where you're born. And so if you can give us that, that would be really good, Anjum.
Yeah, basically, hello everyone, good morning. And my name is Anjum Benjamin, and I'm from India. And I'm only 6 months old in New Zealand. I just landed on 10th of July on New Zealand 2018. Probably that was on my birthday. So that was a very big and, you know, experience, a good experience for me. On my birthday, I was just traveling from India to New Zealand. And I'm from India, and there is a small state in India called Punjab, which is situated in northwest region of India. And, you know, there are a lot of Punjabis and a lot of Indians here. And Punjab is a lot of famous for its culture, for its cuisine, for its festivals. So I belong to that place. And there are 5 members in my family. And my father, mother, I have 2 more siblings, my younger sister and my younger brother. And my sister, she's working in Singapore. And my younger brother, he's also working under a private firm. And my mother is a housewife, and my father is also working in a private firm. That's all about my background. And I love watching television, I love reading, and most importantly, I just love writing. That's how I just, you know, bring my emotions while writing. That's all about me.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you, Anjum. Well, she expressed herself by writing. I'm just trying to think, how do I express myself? Actually, I love flowers. I wear flowers, and that's express how I am grateful to God for waking me up every morning by having lots of flowers. I wear flowers every day. Thank you for that. And so your parents are bringing the values of life to where you are.
Yeah, everything which we owe is all because of the family. And yes, definitely, we are here just because of the God wanted us to be here in this particular year. And when I just talk about my upbringing, since my childhood, we are taught, you know, every parents teach the children that we have to be this kind of girl, we have to stand different from the society, we have to be very good towards others. But yes, I'll just talk about a very special thing about my family, that I grew up in a joint family. And my father, we used to stay with my uncles. And we all have, there were around 6 children in our home. And we used to do a lot of fun and see just around 25 to 30 years staying in under one roof with a lot of cousins and with a lot of other family members. It would be a fun. So I haven't got teachings from my parents, but from my uncle and aunties also. So it's like a bunch of feelings or a bunch of teachings or values which are already imbibed in me from my childhood. So first of all, I would like to say the first thing which my parents taught me, to be with honest yourself, to be with honest with God, and to be honest with others. If we are honest, then definitely no one can do anything for us. Like sometimes we can see there are people, you know, for hiding one lie, they speak many lies. So it is better to be truth to yourself, to be truthful with God, and to be truthful with others. Like we don't know if we do any wrong thing. No one is seeing. But just remember, the God sitting above sees everything. It is no long when there is second coming of Jesus will come. And yes, definitely, everyone or everything will be given. You may never know you will go in heaven or hell, but we have to be honest with everyone. Second thing is, which I learned, is to accept the challenges. I just don't, I just don't have a fear that I don't want to do this work, I don't want to do that work. We should have experience of each and everything. If we are good to accept challenges, then we can stand anywhere in any corner of the world. Because there are many people, like I'll just talk being a student, I'll just talk about the students who are just coming from different background. They may have not experience how to take up the challenges. So they have a fear how they will do that when they are just joining their part-time jobs, either in a restaurant or anywhere. They're just scared of fear. Why? Because they are not taught how to accept the challenges of work hard. So I just learned the value of hard work by working hard. That was all about my upbringing and the values which are imbibed. And the values I talk about is, during my school time, I'm convent educated. So the subject moral science was, which usually it was taught in a school. And other sisters and nuns used to teach a lot of moral values. So all these values are already hidden in my heart and always are expressed with my actions and my work.
Wow, that is so powerful. And Jim, thank you so much for sharing with your upbringing and your values as well. I know that our listeners are looking forward, you know, to all what you have shared, coming from the speaker itself. I'd like to ask you, do you remember your first day at school?
Oh, that first day of school, myriad of emotions and feelings that we have. And first of all, we are very in comfort zone. We haven't seen the world, how the world it would be. And we are already scared. And the funny part is that since childhood only, our parents have taught that we don't have to take things from anyone, any stranger, and we don't have to talk with anyone, that the fear gets doubled within us. So my first day, I just remember, and I'm very good at remembering the things. Even my parents used to tell me that I used to cry a lot while going to the school, and I love sleeping. And there was usually half day in school and nursery, and usually school gets over by around 11:30 a.m. and I was sleeping and in the bus, and you know, my mother was literally crying, searching for me, that my daughter hasn't come to school, to home and everything. And that day I remember that my parents spent whole day searching for me, and they just went to the school and they saw that I was still sleeping in the bus. I just remember the scoldings which I got from my parents, and still now I just laugh on that memories. That was the first day of my school with bags, with a lot of loads of bags, books, water bottles and everything.
Wow. By the time they found you, what time was it?
It was winters, and probably, I don't remember the year, but yes, it was, I was around 4 years of age, and it was winters, and a lot of, you know, bags, your jackets, your cardigans, everything. And I was very small till that time.
The bus driver knew that you were sleeping in the bus?
No, it was, luckily, I would say luckily or unluckily, it was on the last seat I was sitting. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yes. And from that experience, did you like school?
Yes, definitely I love schooling. The main schooling is that I am convent educated, and mainly there are many, you know, students who come from different culture background from study, or there are many children who are not getting chance to study in that kind of schools, because everyone says that it is very hard to get admission in that type of schools. But I was blessed, and I feel lucky that I got admission, or I got enrolled in that particular kind of a school. And I spent 12 to 13 years in one particular kind of a school, and the things which I learned and the friends I made, it's really, I don't know how to explain in the words, but still they are, you know, in the back of my head. And when I used to talk with any of my friend, I still remember that those days. Wish I could go back to the those days, but which is not possible. So these all good days are still in my memories.
That is so powerful, in having long friendship, you know. Yeah. That you can, I have some like that, and it's like, even though you haven't seen them for a while, but you feel like you're so close to them, you know, when you meet up, as if like you've never parted.
Yeah.
Right? And also, now, thank you for sharing those powerful moments of your lives. And do you remember when you first went to work, looking for work, first day at work?
Yeah, I did my qualification. I did my bachelor's in nursing from Punjab only, Christian Medical College, which is number one hospital of Punjab. And so after graduating, I graduated from in year 2012. And my first day, July I passed out, and in August I got my first job as a clinical tutor, like a teacher job. I had to teach nursing students. So it was a good experience. That was my first job, and I did not even get the time to think and, you know, to prepare myself for the work. So it was a big institute and a lot of students, and they gave me that I have to teach the subjects. It was anatomy, it was pharmacology, it was different kind of subjects. And the responsibility which I carried was a wonderful. And really, I got a wonderful support from the teachers as well. And the best thing was, the principal of the school was also Christian. And he made a habit in that particular college that they used to have a word of prayer. Either they were, you know, there were students and teachers for different culture background, but the college would start after every word of prayer. That was a big and a wonderful opportunity for me to work in that good institute.
Wow. And do you want to share a bit more about your relationship with God that really gave you that strong foundation?
Yeah, that was my first job. So it was, I got a strong and a firm foundation to grow. And definitely, as I, you know, graduated from a Christian institute and did my schooling from Christian institute, it was a, you know, positive experience for me. It was like, you know, a brownie point for me. So when I entered in my second job, I had to quit that job for better opportunity. So it was a university. So it was of different religion. It was a Sikh. So I worked as an assistant professor in a university for almost 3 years. And then there were a lot of people who were Christian as well, even who don't know how what God is or who God is. So I was chosen as an ultimate member to tell them or to make them aware what God is, what we want in our life, or what we want, how we have to be in our lives. That was what I all learned during my whole professional years.
One question I'd like to ask you, Enjum, are you still single, or are you married, or do you have children?
No, I'm blessed that I'm married from last 2 years. So I'm married in my in-laws. I have my mother-in-law and my father-in-law and my husband. He's working in India. I'm in New Zealand. I'm just praying for him that he should also follow me shortly here. And yes, I'm married from the last 2 years.
Any plan to have children?
Not now, but I'm on student visa. First, after completing my studies, then only we can plan something. And the main thing is let my husband come here, then we can only plan for our children.
Then we will celebrate.
Yeah, definitely.
So, thank you. Now, we can actually start celebrating, beginning with you, with your journey in life.
Yes.
And so, you are here right now, and Enjum Benjamin is her name, and she is a student completing her healthcare student. You have chosen this particular training here in New Zealand, and you'd like to explain to us that why have you chosen that?
The main reason is that I did my bachelor's in nursing from India. So directly, this was the best option available because I love administration and management job. So I'm just doing a diploma in applied management level 7 from NZMA College. That's why I chose this study. And moreover, my mother-in-law, she's also a registered nurse working in New Zealand. That was the reason I have to opt for this job, so that I cannot face any difficulty when I will land in New Zealand. So it was an easy option for me to just have a long way in New Zealand.
You spoke about your families, your siblings, your parents, and your uncles and aunties. It caught me when you said that you all live together and share the one dwelling. The reason I say this, it sounded very similar to our culture, as Pacific people who we live together and, you know, we share that same room in the island.
Yeah.
It's open, you know,
yes.
Especially in the Tokelau Island. It's just a one big room, house rather, with just a roof. Yeah?
Okay. Mm. So our housing was different. Like we had 3 floors, like we, my father were 3 brothers. So we had different floors for each brother. So it was not difficult for us to accommodate any place. So yeah, our house or rooms were open for everyone. But the fun we used to do, even we used to sleep together, all cousins, and we used to have a special night out outside. Everybody used to think that we are friends, but no, we were cousins. And the funny thing is was that we all cousins, you know, resemble each other because of our eyes. And whenever I just told that I graduated from Christian Medical College, and my sister, my real sister, she did not graduate from that same institute, but she worked in that institute. When she first entered in that institute, everybody was like, oh, Anjum is still back, but they don't know that she was my sister. And one of my cousin, she also resembles me. She's still in India working in Mumbai, and she also resembled me. And her sister and a friend told, oh, Shilpa Didi, you are still here, but they don't know that we all are different but of the same genes.
That's very interesting. Before I brought you on to do this interview, I reminded our audience or listeners about a health message, but this morning we shared about sugary drinks. I know that you are very, very good with your health.
Yes, definitely.
Nutrition and things like that. So what's your view with regard to, especially there's a lot of diabetes lately with this message of sugary drinks?
Like in my workplace, you know, when I come across with a lot of residents, you know, we have to check their diabetes, their sugar after every 2 hours. So, and you know, one thing, there is no particular permanent treatment for diabetes. It is only under control. So rather than going towards that adverse situation, it is better that we should, you know, have a have a control on our diet. We should cut short our sugar. No doubt sugar is necessary for our energy, but we should not consume in excess so that we become obese, because obesity is one thing that gives rise to many other diseases. So to have a healthy life, we should adopt healthier lifestyle instead of having a sedentary lifestyle.
Thank you. Apart from that, as I was saying to our listeners before, how beautiful you look, and you also look fit. So what do you do with regards to balancing your diet and your exercise?
All this role goes to my mother-in-law, who is very, very, very strict towards her diet and everybody's diet. In the morning, early in the morning, she just makes smoothie for all of us. Either she has to leave home around 4 o'clock in the morning, but she makes sure, she calls that we have to finish that smoothie. That was a big glass. That day starts with that glass of smoothie. And then because of different work timings, we have to manage our diet as well. So we take healthier options. We have to sometimes skip meals, but I make sure that I keep hydrate myself, and then everything we cook, it is cooked in very less oil, and we make sure all the healthy things we put and in proper combination and proper contribution, so that we cannot consume. Suppose we are just taking vitamins, we should not consume a lot of vitamins. So it is a balance of every nutrients that body requires. So it is all about that my diet consists of.
And do you find that difficult to live up to that, I was going to say, expectations of, like, she makes sure that you take your smoothies, you take everything normal, natural?
Yeah, sometimes in the starting we find it easier. What I do, I just give one day in a week, every Sunday, where I eat junk food, not exactly junk food with a lot of oil. I just love pizzas. And on Sunday, we all family go together and dine in Pizza Club and just have pizza. And on 6 days, I'll be just particularly focusing on that particular healthy diet.
You mentioned the word 6 days.
Yeah.
What do you do on the seventh day?
The 7 days, Saturday, I just spend time in church and listening to the word of God. So that is how I spend my day. And now we are just heading towards our women ministry on 1st of March. So we are busy practicing for our choir and everything. So I just spend time with Auntie Fale and with other church members.
Thank you. To our beautiful listeners, we're just going to go for our first break and we'll be right back.
Help us carry our heavy load.
Welcome back to our beautiful listeners. You have been listening to Anjum Benjamin, who is studying, almost completed healthcare assistant. And so, again, welcome back, beautiful Anjum. And we're going to continue with this. Can you please talk to us about an experience that you shared with me earlier on before we continue to talk about your course? You're working. Did you say you're working?
Yes, I'm working as an healthcare assistant in Pakuranga.
Already?
Yeah.
And you haven't completed this and you have a job already.
Yeah.
Can you please talk to us and tell us how did you get your job?
Well, I first really thank God for giving me this wonderful opportunity to work as an healthcare assistant. So finding a job in New Zealand for an alien, it wasn't very easy. So I'll just talk about the when I landed. So I usually sat around 3 months at home, having no job, having no source. Thank God I was staying with my in-laws, so I don't have to worry about my expenses and everything, what I have to eat, I have to pay my bills and everything. So after every 3 months, you know, I was really frustrated because all of my classmates, they got the job. Some were working in restaurants, some were working in different places. So my biggest negative was that I used to compare with other, which I now learned at this age that never compare yourself with others. Everything happens for a reason and there is perfect timing for you in your life. So after 3 months, I got a job in a restaurant. It was good working there, but from that job, I had a bitter experience that I was on working as a casual employee, and according to the rules, they can, you know, fire any casual employee. Same thing happened with me. So I was fired from the job and I just saw the duty list. So in front of my name, it was written not required. So it was really a kind of, you know, bold kind of a thing which I got on my face. So I was really shattered. I was not knowing what to do. And that main thing, and when I got the second job, it was also in a restaurant. It was also not a very good experience for me because people of different culture background, they were all, you know, from different culture background. Most of them were Gujaratis and they used to talk in Gujarati, which I was, you know, failed to understand them. The main thing which I heard from a lot of people that I don't talk much, but they don't know that I don't understand Gujarati. So from that particular day, I made it a mind that definitely I have to do something. In New Zealand, no one is there for you. I have to stand on my own feet. So I was really frustrated and never ever blame or never ever rely on others, rather than having faith and hope on God or whatever God you believe. I just believe in Jesus. Sometimes we say, like a lot of people say, that I will give you your reference, but I don't think that we just rely on them and they give reference. How you guarantee that they will give your reference? So instead of, you know, same thing happened with me. I just, one of my 2 to 3 friends, they tell that they will refer me for a job. And I was really, say, a big fool who just relied on them and just waited for 1 month, 2 months. I used to call them. They said that, yes, they haven't replied to us. So definitely it was a you know, very bad experience for me. Then during my summer vacation, I'm just on my summer vacation break, and I got 3 months summer vacation break. So I was really frustrated that during my 3 months, I don't have job, a good job, and working only 10 hours per week, is it worth for me? Then I just made my new CV, and I just, you know, running here and there and distributing my CV, and all my online application were rejected. But still, my biggest motivation is my husband. He used to tell me that just have faith on God. Everything happens for a reason, and everything will happen at the right time. Then I just made CV. I used to pack my bag. At 8 o'clock, I used to be out from the home and distributing CVs. Luckily, one day, I just remember 17th of December 2018, when I got first selected for the job. It was just a walk-in. They haven't seen my CV. They just know that I just came here for the job as a healthcare assistant. And they gave me job without seeing my certificates. And then they gave me the contract. Literally on that day, I had tears in my eyes. I was not knowing what to do, just to thank God and to the thanks to the manager who gave me for this job. Till now, I'm blessed with the job. And the fear which I had was not having the job was that during my internship, I have to find a job in my own field. And I don't have anything, anyone. So if you believe in yourself, you can get everything. As it is famous said by David Frost, don't aim for success. If you want it, just do what you love and believe in. It will come naturally. So same thing, I just believe in those words. And then I got through all these weaknesses, all the difficulties with the faith on God and confidence on my hard work. That is all about what I face in this New Zealand in 6 months of time gap.
Amazing. You've only been here 6 months and you got frustrated because I hear that you're relying on yourself, but as your husband encourage you, right, yeah, and tell you there's time for everything, just rely and trust God. Yeah. And look at you, oh, she's even got a bigger smile on her face that she has got this job. Just to walk in and was given without seeing her CV. Wow, how amazing God is that. And you, wow, that is step out in faith.
Yes.
Awesome.
From that time only, I just grew a lot of faith and grew strong faith on Jesus. Yes, that He is seeing. If no one else is seeing, yes, God is seeing. And He will definitely bless with me something better than others.
And we call it celebrate your success.
Yes.
Now, would you like to talk more about your, because you'll be graduating in July this year?
Yeah, definitely. I would be graduating in July. So I will be looking forward for more of the options as I'm planning to stay in New Zealand because of the work and the growth which I see in myself. And moreover, the health sector in New Zealand is booming. So definitely I would go for some registered course or in public health, whatever way the God will choose me. I just don't stress or worry. I'll just accept the things which I will face in my life. Because no doubt it is said that the road to success is very narrow, but to walk on it is more difficult. So I just have to walk on that, and just whatever things will come in my life, I have to accept it.
Amen. God is good.
Yeah, amen. Mm. God is good all the time.
All the time, and very faithful too.
Yes.
Yes. And now, would you like to share more for our listeners? There are some who may be deciding right now what to do, especially this new year of 2019. So I ask you, what would you advise your listeners today about from your experience? Some who are waiting, not knowing what to do, whether to go training, whether to go for work, or just stay home, just be a housewife and a mother. What would you advise them to do from your experience?
There is misconception, like someone, if you ask about the qualification of others, if they say that no, they are having big degrees, you know, they are giving more respect there rather than who don't have any qualification. But I think skills matters the most. So either it's a housewife, either it's a student, everybody have the different skills which they hide in self. The best thing, we have to, you know, bring that out. Someone is good at painting, someone is good at cooking. Like one of my friend, She's housewife and she's really good at cooking and she's not working. So I just advise her that she can just start a tiffin system. Tiffin systems that a lot of their students or people who are working and they don't have time to cook. And then she's supplying the tiffins, the home, to their homes, and yes, she's earning very well. So I guess only skill matters. It doesn't matter what job you are doing. If you are passionate about that work, definitely you will have a success in your life.
Very good. And so we would like to bring you back next time, or when you are not studying, especially on a Tuesday.
Yes.
And to share more of your experience. So
definitely.
Mm-hmm. And because it sounds like that you have said that you express yourself with writing.
Yeah.
So your essays you get A+.
I worked, more importantly, I worked as a writing teacher in IELTS Center for almost 1.5 years. So, yeah, it matters.
So lastly, before we come to the end of our discussion this morning, with your training, and you're looking forward to that day when you be graduation, and your plans from there on, what would that be?
So definitely I have one option in my mind that I would be a registered nurse in New Zealand, because it's always better to grow rather than being stagnant on one place. Because if you're growing, that means you are getting successful in your life. So don't keep stagnant, because knowledge is never ending. We don't have to be like mosquitoes breeding in the same stagnant places in same pool. So we have to be very different from others. So we have to just keep us updating ourselves. Like in our cell phone, we keep updating our software, so as are we. So we have to keep updated with the knowledge, with all the experience we have. That is all it matters. So definitely I would upgrade my studies, my qualification, my degree, if I have to stay in New Zealand.
And in summary, you did mention with your upbringing principles of life, one of the things you were taught is to be honest.
Yes, definitely.
With self, God, and others.
Yes.
And if you speak one lie, that means you speak many lies.
Yeah.
And lastly, is to accept challenges.
Yes.
No fear. So lastly.
Yeah. Even Jesus said, "Fear not, I'm with you." So the same as I just, rely on those wordings, those scripture reading. Fear not, I'm with you. Yes. If no one is there, God is with me.
Amen.
Amen.
So lastly, before we finish off with the prayer, one last final comment from you.
So it was a good experience for me. So I'm inspired from many people. Hopefully one or two listeners will be inspired from my journey, or they will, pick any one thing, either to accept challenges or to be yourself. Just stand different in either way. Just love the way, just stay happy whatever work you are doing, and that would help you in reducing your stress. That's it.
Thank you so much. So you have been listening to Benjamin, who is almost completing her training of healthcare students on top of her qualifications that she brought with her from India. And so, yeah, thank you to all of our beautiful listeners. We've come to the end. And to finish off with our message this morning, prevention is better than cure. So please encourage our children and give them a water bottle to take for their lunch to school, and carrots, celeries, put them in their bag, which is really, really good for them and to maintain well-being. And from Te Ama, on behalf of Te Ama, we say Kia Orana, Malo Lava, and Nisan Bulaminaka. We'll see you again next week, same time, same place. God bless you all. We're going to finish with
So I'll just say a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us this day. Lord Jesus, I help us. You have understand the word of God, Lord Jesus, and be with the readers or be with the listeners, Lord Jesus. Help with those people who are lying in the hospitals, in the rest home, who don't have anyone to take care of them. Lord Jesus, you are the biggest counselor. You're the mighty God. You're the King of Kings, Lord Jesus. I submit today's day to thy hand, Lord Jesus. Be with each and every one of them, Lord Jesus. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Someone said,